Iran has warned the U.S. of grave consequences if it tries to seize a supertanker with Iranian oil in international waters.
If such a thing happens or even talked about, it would be a threat to the safety of international navigation. The Islamic Republic has given the necessary warnings to U.S. officials through legal channels, the Swiss embassy in Tehran in particular, not to commit such a mistake because there will be severe consequences.
The Iranian foreign ministry spokesman said the U.S. must realize that there is no more room for bullying and unilateralism in today's world. He said the case in Gibraltar showed that Washington's sanctions, which have no U.N. mandate, have lost their appeal. Grace One supertanker, which is now named Adrian Darya One, set sail from Gibraltar Sunday night. British Marine Forces seized the vessel in early July on allegations of shipping oil to Syria in breach of EU sanctions. Iran rejected the accusations, saying the vessel was not headed to Syria, and if it were, the EU sanctions must not apply to non-members. John Stepling is the author and commentator who joins us. You know, when you take a look at the whole situation, one thing I'm curious if you agree may be a start of a trend. When you're having Gibraltar, as small as it may be, and although it's a very significant shipping route, to push back against the U.S. bullying, in a sense, that maybe that's a trend for other countries to follow when it comes to the approach that the U.S. has. Do you see it that way?
The point that doesn't get asked often enough is why it is the U.S. thinks that it is the voice of authority in all these global issues. It issues sanctions against Iran and expects everybody to go along with it. It detains a tanker because, well, you know, we believe that was shipping oil to Syria. Why can't they ship oil to Syria? Who said that was not okay? What global agreement was there that said Syria was a pariah state? Well, it's only the United States that makes these decisions. At the same time, its closest allies in the world are Saudi Arabia and Israel, who are, you know, number one and number two in terms of human rights violations and anti-democratic practices. I mean, the Saudis are off the charts in terms of human rights violations. They're a medieval monarchy that beheads people in the town square, beheads people for being witches. So, you know, the hypocrisy is palpable. Iran has done nothing wrong. When they detained a ship, it was in their waters. This is something apparently the U.S. doesn't grasp, and you would think they would have some experts in maritime law to advise them, but perhaps not. But you have to understand that on one level, the U.S. policy is not based on direct results. They are feeding a massive defense industry, a defense budget that is like $4.5 billion a day. And so as long as there's instability and chaos, they are feeding that beast. And that's the primary motive behind much of you know, the decision making that goes on. The direct results are kind of secondary. Now, we saw the other day the U.S. agreement with Turkey trying to find a so-called safe zone. I mean, it's another expansionist move regarding Syria. One would ask, why is the United States in Syria? Why are they occupying a third of Syria? What is the reason for this? Why is the U.S. still in Afghanistan? Why? Nobody ever explains these things. Because the answer is U.S. is a giant imperialist bully, and they feel that they are entitled to do whatever they want. So Iran is quite right to show great reluctance in sitting down with the U.S., especially after the U.S. tore up the JCPOA. The U.S. has reneged on other deals with other countries. They have sent contradictory messages regarding nearly every topic you can think of. And then you have the additional factor of Israel and Saudi Arabia involved in this equation, and neither of those parties can be trusted.
Thank you very much for that. We appreciate it. John Stepling, author and commentator there.